Today we're joined over the phone by Scott Ellenbecker, and thank you very much for calling back. And I've reached out about this weekend's event, the Christmas at the Winery, and it caught my eye here, so I appreciate you making the time and calling back.
Oh yeah, sure, Kimson. It's a great event, and it's a lot of fun, so I like talking about it.
Yeah, absolutely. How long has this been going on?
Oh, we've been doing it for years and years. It's I'd say we're at least in our fifth, sixth year of doing it. We just wanted to have something to do in the winter, close to Christmas, and we found Santa Claus had an open date, and so we do it about this time every year because he's available, and he comes in from the North Pole, and the kids love to see him. It's a lot of fun. There was one young man who said to Santa Claus, "You're not the real Santa Claus." And he said, "How do you know that?" He said, "Because I saw the real Santa Claus in Laverne yesterday." And the guy says, so did you pull on his beard?" And the kid's like, "No." He said, "Pull on my beard." And he pulled on it, and it didn't come off. And his eyes got big. "You are Santa Claus." It's so funny. So it is. The gentleman is from Iowa, and he has a great time. His wife is Mrs. Claus. We have big wingback chairs, and the kids file through, and they do their thing with Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus and get photos. And we have a display set up there with the trees. And it's just, you know, kids love Santa Claus. It's a lot of fun. So, yeah, it's worked out every year about the same time. And we have a lot of things going on that day, just in addition to seeing Santa Claus. We do a lot of crafts. Kids can make ornaments for their tree, do little things for one of the fun things to do is make a ball with bird seed in it so you can hang it outside. We've done pine cones with peanut butter and roll it in seeds. This year we're doing a tallow with peanut butter, and it's going to make parents so happy to get their kids all gooey, and it's going to be a lot of fun. But there's a lot of those type of activities, and kids will just file through. We also have a petting zoo, and if you live in town and don't get a chance to see a donkey very often, even country kids don't get to see donkeys very often, so we have people come with all sorts of pets. They got llamas, they got chickens and rabbits and donkeys, and kids can go in there and pet them and get their photos, and moms and grandmas, grandparents love to bring the kids out for these type of things. It's just so much fun to see the expression in their face and have a good time. I'm just rambling here. What, you're probably going to ask me a question.
No, yeah, you covered everything that I can ask, I think, except maybe the when and where. So what's that information?
Okay, Sunday. This next Sunday at the winery, and Santa Claus comes about lunchtime. So people, some get here early, and some come a little bit later, but he'll be here until 2 o'clock, and then people will be coming and going all day. There's a lot of specials, like we have hot chocolate for the kids, and then there's things for moms and dads to consume beverage wise, something hot, and then there's we have a lot of food specials that day. People eat the appetizers and munchies, and it's kind of like a pizza party too. Lots of kids gobble up on pizza and just doing that kind of thing. So next Sunday, it's going to be a fun thing in the afternoon.
Definitely an open house format there on that Sunday, December 7th, and about noon to 3 is the overall window that's listed. But what is the best way to I guess find you guys, especially if people haven't been there before?
RoundLakeVineyards.com. We'll find you. We're also on Facebook, has the address. We're 5.5 miles south of I-90 off of exit 50. So if you highway 264, if you're coming up from Okoboji area or coming up on highway 9, you can come north from Harris. You go from Vic's Corner, you go north on 86 and come across on County Road 4. Real easy to get to us. Roads are all good coming and going from here.
What's the best place to keep tabs on Round Lake Vineyards in general?
We post all of our events and all of our activities on our website, roundlakevineyards.com, and it's so much going on in the winter, from wine pairing dinners to special things we do for families and kids. kids. And with the snow, it's beautiful, gorgeous out here right now with a foot of snow on the ground. We have it all cleaned up. Spent all weekend moving snow.
Well, awesome.
Ready for the week.
Glad to hear it. Anything else on this weekend or any other thoughts you want to share at all before we say goodbye?
Well, there's always something going on at the winery. The restaurant has a steak menu, seafood, pasta. So a lot of people just like to come out on the weekend and have dinner. If you don't like wine, that's no big deal. We have a full menu and people just come out and have dinner and just sit by the fireplace and enjoy the cozy atmosphere we have inside. That's the kind of, you know, place this is. Just come in with friends and hang out and be social.
So Christmas at the winery, Sunday, December 7th, noon to 3 p.m. mainly, but definitely an open house type atmosphere there. And plenty more going on at Round Lake Vineyards. Thank you very much, Scott, for telling us a little bit about it.
Thank you, Kempson. Nice talking to you.
That's Scott Ellenbecker telling us about Christmas at the winery and a little bit more. Thank you out there for listening.